Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletsu, we spoke about this. It was literally headlines for, I'd say, 2 weeks or so. Trump tariffs. And then he capitulated, as expected, gave everybody a 90-day reprieve. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess, because those 90 days will be over next week. Where to from there?
That's the big question, Sizwe. And so far, we've seen some developments in certain nations. So the deadline for the pause on the tariffs essentially will kick in between the 8th and the 9th of July. And this is where we have seen several countries essentially scrambling to reach some kind of agreement with the U.S. So far, what we do know is that the likes of Vietnam have already been slapped with 20% tariffs that have been imposed and a 40% levy on any goods that are deemed to be transshipped through the country in the U.S. as well from Vietnam. So far, those particular negotiations haven't proven to be fruitful. We know that key partners within the Eurozone era have been keeping their negotiations behind closed doors. So there hasn't been any clarity just yet as to what could potentially transpire. Meanwhile, in South Africa, it's been really intriguing to note that we've already spoken to the likes of the Table Grapes Association in South Africa, who have made strong calls for the reinstatement of AGOA and allowing them essentially to move their goods, specifically the table grapes, to the U.S., where they saw a 25% boost in the last quarter this year. There also are expectations that the automotive industry will take some strain, but largely the CEO of BMW has come forward to say that right now they don't have a particular pipeline of vehicles that they will be exporting to the U.S. So far, that's been steady, but 75% of our demand does go to the Eurozone region. So should there be some kind of pressure that comes through in terms of imposed tariffs between the U.S. and South Africa impacting the automobile industry, we should particularly see some level of continuation that does take place. However, he has raised concerns that in South Africa, we are still negotiating despite the visit that we had to Washington. And for the moment, there hasn't been any clarity just yet as to where we stand with those conversations. So if anything, the next few days and next week will certainly be a key highlight just to see what does transpire. But the panic and anxiety we saw and sell-off that we witnessed in April isn't expected to take place as harshly this time around. So all eyes on that next week. Let's see what it does mean for the rand.
Now, in Kenya, there's been protests for over a year, right? It's disrupted a lot of things. And I can imagine the economy is not performing so well. What are the GDP numbers looking like?
Believe it or not, fairly impressive and in line with expectations from global agencies and even economists within the local region. So far, Kenya's economy grew by 4.9% year on year in the first quarter of 2025. I'm skeptical about comparing it to the 0.1% growth that we saw in South Africa because the two economies do face very different dynamics, though there are certain similarities. You're right about the protests. There's been ongoing cries around the increase in taxes that is being pushed onto consumers, largely on the back of the fact that there's a heightened level of corruption that does take place within the public sector in Kenya. And that's led to a lot of frustration from many of the citizens there. Essentially, if we do take a look at some of the themes that are working in their favor, it does seem as though, despite the extreme weather conditions, they've managed to sustain their growth, largely from the agricultural space. Information and communication also contributed significantly to the environment, including the services space, when we take a look at finance and insurance activities in the country. So ultimately, thumbs up for Kenya. Seems like they're still shooting on firing on all cylinders and seeing some level of sustained economic growth, which keeps them fairly competitive, especially in the eastern part of the continent.
Thank you very much. And then the markets, what are they looking like?
Markets benign. Today is the 4th of July, so there won't be any activity on the U.S. front. What we do anticipate is that we will open up from 96,937 points. Currency-wise, it just keeps getting better. So far, we've been strengthening significantly to the greenback, despite the stronger U.S. jobs figures that were published yesterday. 17.49 is where we're trading to the U.S. dollar, 23.92 to the British pound, and now against the euro, we are 20.61.
And that's it. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.